All right, welcome Rishon Messianic Bible Club. And when I'm gonna create a language, and if I don't need to use a word, I'm not gonna use it. So they drop the H, they like Kozman.
Kozman.
So it's, we say Kol Hazman because we're beginners. But God is good all the time, praise God. I'm having a great day. I had an enjoyable Bible study last night. The Lord led the whole way. I want us to be ready, but I want us to go through and...
Wow. I think it's too early for the internet, too.
Mm-hmm. Like, what y'all doing there?
One says we're early. Okay, Pastor, we're live.
Okay, we're there? Okay, we're good. So we are going to... I hope you guys enjoyed Bible study last night. Some people were reposting the board, which we had up last night. And that, you know, it amazes me how some people have never seen that 10-name thing that explains not only the gospel, but the rapture and the end of this time.
Yes.
It explains two things in once. But those 10 names are very important. But what I did different from what Chuck Missler did, and I do not put myself in the same ballpark as Chuck Missler. But what I did differently was show that the sixth name of that complete reference is Jared, which means shall come down. And it represents the 6,000th year. It represents complete salvation, is what six represents. So... So much we could get into about that, because the 6,000th year means quite a bit, because, you know, after you work a Jewish work week, then your time is up. It's now time to rest. It's time to receive your bride. It's a lot of beautiful things. God is perfect in his word. We're imperfect in trying to figure it out. But he said, you know, it's my glory to hide the thing. It's your little bitty thing. Now, I ain't going to quote God, but it's your honor to search it out. And searching through the word of God, now that I've learned the code, and the code is Hebrew, Greek, the languages. Once you understand the language, and once you understand that God is the one who chose the two languages, once you understand how God wants you to read the Bible, because all of this stuff, read it like cover to cover, just straight through. You know, I read here and there, but just putting the whole story together, going to Genesis all the way through, gave me a different perspective on the Bible. But when God called me to ministry, I was like, well, I got to go to ministry school now. And people get, you know, I said, well, then the Lord said, hey, look, you learn Hebrew and I will teach you the Bible. But you learn Hebrew. And I realized all the letters are numbers. And I was just learning. And this, you know, I realized through doing that, hey, we have 66 books. You know, I realized through doing that, hey, we have 66 books in the Bible. Only because we have 22 Hebrew letters. And then from that, you know, I'm learning that God numerically valued everything in the Bible from the Hebrew, and then he chose it because they have every numerical value. And so now he could link all the numbers together, and then he could write this absolutely perfect book that nobody could deny, that someone outside of our time zone wrote it, right?
Amen.
So, okay. This rapture scenario is in these scriptures, okay? And Jesus gave us hints. If he didn't want us to know when the time would be, then he wouldn't have the disciples would have came to him and said, you know, tell us when will be the end, and what will happen. And he could have just said, I ain't telling you nothing. It's none of your business. He could have done that, right? The end is none of your business. Don't ask me again, right? He could have done that. But no, he goes through this whole sequence. He starts talking about how the end's going to be. And then he pops out, oh, by the way, It will be just as it was in the days of Noah. And I went, okay. So that led me to my prayer in 2016, because I know 2017 was upon us. My prayer was, okay, Lord, 2017 is almost here, and that's the 6,000th year. Can't be denied. So what do you want me to do? 7 days fasting, okay? That's what I did. 7 days of fasting to get an answer from God. God just reminded me, no, you fasted for 3 days. You stayed in the Word for seven, okay? So I fasted, nothing eating, but then I stayed in the Word for 7 days, like not doing anything, okay? So once I did that fast and I came out of that in the seventh day, 3 days of not eating, I asked the Lord, okay, what do you want me to do? What the 2017th is here, it's the 6,000th year. How do you want me to grow forward? And the Lord said, only the same thing. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be at the coming of the Son of Man. Okay, so I'm going to take us through this journey so that we can see where we are today and we can see why our hope should be magnified, yeah, not suppressed, okay? Yeah. Because he's done everything in the Bible. You understand? Prophetically, he's done everything in the Bible. Everything that God has prophesied in that word has come true. And I have no doubt that the rapture is one of those things that's going to come true.
Yes.
And if Jesus gave me a hint, I want to take that hint and I want to go with it. And I want to find out where it is, because this is our hope. This is my wake up dream, is that this could be the day, yeah, that we leave. OK. And I'm anxious for the world to get cleaned up. I hate what's going on in the world. I hate the homeless situation in California. I don't even understand how it got this bad. Just so many crazy things that are going on in the world. But let's pray. Then we're going to get into this journey that's leading us to the rapture. Okay? Because it is a beautiful journey. And God was right. It was hard. Okay? So let me put my glasses on and let's pray.
Amen.
All right.
Was he right, Pastor Samuel?
He was right. Avanu Shabbat Shabbaim Yit Kadeshim Ha. Tavo Melhutecha Yi Asero Tanaka. Be Aret Ke Asher Ne Asa Be Shamaim. Tinlano Hayom Lechem Hukenu. Usulak Lano Etash Metenu. Ke Asher Solechim Anaknu Le Asher Ashmilanu. Vial Tevienu Le Demasa. Keim Hatzilanu min Hara, Kilaha Hamamlaka, Vehagivara, Vehativ Eret, Leolame, Leolamim. Amen. Be Hashem, Yeshua HaMashiach, Anaknu Tefilim. And Bonalek, let's go. Let's get started, okay? All right. Joshua James is one of the guys that's on the Facebook now. I hope he watches this. And I hope he's looking at the studies that I gave him, because I wanted to get back with him, but I'll try and give him a call. A guy who from Israel, he's living in Miami right now as an evangelist, and he's doing a great job. So, born again Christian.
Praise the Lord.
And I love it. Okay, so here we go. He put a thing on Facebook, Pastor Ben, that said, T.D. Jakes, if you follow T.D. Jakes and a few other things that you know I hate, he said, then please unfriend me right now. I went, ooh, I like this guy. So, very good thing.
That's pretty good.
Okay, so let's go through the journey, because I want us to come up to date so that we know where we're at and why we are where we're at, okay? I hope you guys saw how God counts years. Israel does have a shortened year, and sometimes what they do is they add an additional month to get them back on course, okay? So they already did that in 2017, so we're not going to go back. Israel's calendar's off. All of this stuff is not true right now. Their calendar is on point. In a few more years, they would have to add another month, but it's not now, okay? And so now, we come to the beginning of the journey. And what's the beginning of this journey? The beginning of the journey is there are 6,000 years of history in the Bible that can be counted. The 6,000th year is very important. Why is the 6,000th year so important to God? Because that is the completion of a matter, right? Yes. That is a 6 days of work. Now, our Messiah has agreed to work overtime because he wants to win back Israel as well. But we have to understand our 6 days, the 6,000 year is God's plan of working 6,000 year, taking the millennium, 1,000 year, a full day off. Okay, so the first thing God did was give me this 6,000 year count. Now, you don't have to move, Pastor Ben. I'm going to bring them over here. Okay, I'm going to bring them right here. Okay, so this was the first. This was the first of the 6,000 years, okay? And then, now, I'm up, you know, was it January 1st, 2003? I'm up January 1st, 2003. We started church in 2004, right? So 2003, January, this is the count that I receive, okay? And so, this is what I want you guys to do. If you ask for the count, if you go through and you find something that you need to know, let me know, okay? Mm-hmm. Then I'll tell you where you're wrong. Because don't try to give me another year or say, what happened to those years? No years are missing, okay? I want you to know that, okay? Because sometimes people send it to me and I go, did I explain to you that God gave me the count? Okay, so I've given it to people that I trust. And they can't find anything wrong. So if you find something wrong, I can clearly show you why you're wrong, okay? It's very simple because it's a very simple count that the Lord gave. So from Adam to Seth, 130, Seth to Enosh, 105, Enosh to Kenan, 90, Kenan to Mahalalel, 70, Jared from Mahalalel to Jared, 65, from Jared to Enoch, 162, Methuselah 65, Lamech 187, to Noah an additional 182 years. Then Noah lived 600 additional more years. And look what happened here. It's on this year. Okay, so that means that since this started at Adam, when Noah was 600 years, oh, the earth was 1,656 years old. Now, if you go back 120 years, someone did this and they sent it to me, and I don't know the name now, and I'm sorry. When you count back, it's like 1,500 and something, which is the year that they, AD, that they decided to rebuild the wall for Jerusalem. I think Solomon, I can't pronounce his name. But it's exactly the same year. If you go back 120 years, it's the exact year that they decided to, AD, that they decided to rebuild the walls. Okay, so we have this, and then now we're at this count. Now we're going to continue, okay? Now you get to... Now, some people miss this, and they, we're missing 2 years. 2 years after the flood, it's going to say it in the scriptures, okay? So now we know we have to count this 2 years, and then we go Shem had Arphaxad, so that's 2 years after. Then 35 years of Selah, Eber, which is the Hebrew pronunciation for Hebrew. This is the beginning of the Jewish people, Eber, Peleg, Ru. Saruj, Nabor, Terah, which is the father of Abraham, is born here. Then when he turns 70 years old, he gives birth to 3 sons, okay? And Abraham, Nahor, and Haran, he gives birth to 3 sons. Abraham is not born in the 1948th year, but in the 1948th year, he's telling you that Terah has Abraham, Nahor, and Haran as his 3 sons. Which one was the oldest? I think Haran was the oldest, but In 1948, these three names are. Now, the fact that in the 1948th year that Abraham is mentioned as one of the three sons that are born to him makes 1948 year, the 48th year, mean that God knows something's going to happen in 1948. And God, so God made. So that means that whoever put the Psalms as the 19th book of the Bible going forward, and the 48th book going backwards, and knew he needed 66 books to do that, was a genius, right? So we have all of this, and then now we're at 1948, and then becomes the great story of Terah's life and Abraham. Okay.
Are you sure man didn't write the Bible?
I'm pretty sure, Pastor Ben. I haven't even gotten to the deep stuff yet. And I'm pretty sure that he didn't. Man could. He'd have to be an absolute. Well, he'd have to be God. Well, here you go. So Terah lived an additional 135 years. So we get to this 427th year. And then, of course, God comes to Abraham here at age 75 and gives him the covenant. And he gives him this promise. And then 24 years later, he acts on it. So we add the 24. Exodus chapter 12, verse 40 says it was 430 years until the next thing happened. Kings 6:1 says it's 480 years till the next event. And then we know that that was the Solomon beginning to build the temple, the fourth year of Solomon. And then 966 years later, Jesus is born. So that means Jesus was born in the 3,983rd year of mankind, which means that he wouldn't be 17 years old until when? The 4,000th year, right? So in the fourth day, Jesus becomes eligible to be a lamb, because you can't sacrifice a lamb until the fourth day. So when the fourth day happened, Jesus was 17 years old. When the earth was 4 days old, and I mean 4,000 years, right. God's thousand, I mean God's day, Jesus was 17 years old. Joseph, when he started his ministry, it says Joseph started his ministry and he was 17 years old. Why? He's the typology of Christ, right? So it's 3,983rd year, and here we are, and Jesus is born. Count 2,017 more years, and you come to the 6,000th year of mankind in 2017, okay? We don't have to do a whole bunch of crazy stuff to figure out what time in April it was, because there was no April. Understand that, okay? There was no April then. That's Pope Gregory's calendar, okay? There was Nisan and all of that. There was no April. See, he said, hey, he was born on April 11th of 4 BC. I was like, let's get away from that. Let's just stick with the count, okay? So we say tabernacles of the 9,000th of the 3,983rd year of mankind. We count 2,017 more years and it comes to 6,000. Now, that's an absolute beautiful thing, because once when we read in Revelation chapter 20, verse 1 through 7, as you're reading down, you read 6,000 into this story. So let's look at that, because we're on a journey and I want you guys to see the whole journey.
I'm sorry, where are we going?
We're going to Revelation chapter 20. And I don't know if I'm going to read the whole thing, because I don't want to take up all of our time with a whole chapter. But this is a beautiful chapter, because now I get that. And then after I get that, guess what, you guys? God says, how many olives are in the first verse of the Bible? Bereshit bara Elohim et hashamayim va et haaretz. Underlined every olive. There's six olives in there. So God is saying, okay, so each six represents one. Now, since you've learned Hebrew, Sandy, please pronounce the word thousand to me, Aleph. So Aleph is a thousand, really. But what if you write an Aleph? It's a one. Did I say a day of 2 years is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as a day? So I put the 1,000 years as one day in Genesis chapter 1 before this all, before this. He says, understand who wrote the Bible, okay? So he puts the 6,000 year in the first verse of the Bible because you got six olives, and you say Aleph. When you say 1,000, you say Aleph, okay? Now, and he put six letter olives. So then I get to the chapter 20 of Revelation, and then it's talking about the end. And it says what? In verse 1. The title on top of it is the 1,000-year millennium. This is the 1,000 years. Okay, so God is talking about the 1,000-year millennium, when the millennium happens. Now, we're here, and then it says here, I saw an angel come down out of heaven, having the key to the abyss and holding in his hand a great chain. He seized the dragon, that ancient serpent, who is the devil, or Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. So this is all about this 1,000 years that Christ is going to reign and rule, because he's binding Satan up, because it's time for God's Sabbath, okay? Now he says he threw him into the abyss, locked and sealed it over him to keep him from deceiving the nations until 1,000 years were over, right? So that's the second time you have the word 1,000 here. Now, if you continue to go down all the way to verse 7, when he says, when the 1,000 years are over, that's the 6,000th in verse 7. And look what it does. It says, when the 1,000 years were over, Satan will be released from his prison. And, but they don't continue the verse as another verse when they say and. Who starts a sentence with and? Right? They say and. And it's the 8th verse, because God wants you to make sure that the 6th verse is the 21 through 7, which is 2017. Right. And I get this revelation sitting in the office, and I almost fall off my seat. And I said, Lord, it can't be that simple. And I came out and I showed them what God had showed me, that 2017 is the end of the 6,000th year. And that is it. Okay, so if 2017 is the end of the 6,000th year, I'm planning on being where? In the millennium.
Yes.
On vacation, on my honeymoon, in heaven, right? Or actually, what I was planning was that Christ would be back on the earth at that time in 2017 to reign and rule for 1,000 years, okay? So now, 7 years before 2017 is 2010. So we're thinking the beginning of the tribulation, 2010, the end of it, 2017, the beginning of the 1,000-year millennium. Perfect, right? Only thing is, it's my glory to hide a matter, and it's your honor to search it out, okay? So we get to 2017, and who calls me? The Rapture 12 guy calls me. What's his name? Scotty Clark calls me. He did a whole graph of my 2017. Beautiful boat with the whole chart of 2017. And he's saying how the Lord showed him with the stars and the rapture, the thing, the whole thing that's going to happen, right? And okay, I'm saying, okay, we're both on point, because there was no rapture in 2010. And I asked God what to do now. And he says, it will be as it was in the days of Noah. Okay, so now, stay there, Pastor Ben. You don't have to follow me. I'm going to come to you. So I look and I say, wow, okay, this is what happened in 2000. This is what happened in the days of Noah. He turned 600 years old. When he turned 600 years old, it was the 120th year, okay? So it was 120 years after God had told him the end is coming in the 120 years, okay? In the second month of that year, on the 17th day, the flood began.
2017.
Okay? So now I'm like, okay, I know 2017, that's the end of the 6,000, and I know that 6,000, that's going to be the 120th Jubilee, right? So that's what I did. I said, let me do this. I said, okay, so 600, that'll be the 6,000th year. It'll be the 120th Jubilee. It'll be 2017. And here we got it here. It'll be the second millennium, which will be 2000. And it'll be the 17th year. I'm saying that as the date. And then worldwide trouble will begin and a flood will begin in 2017. Only one problem. It's my thing to hide a matter. That's this. Now, if you're a detective, this is a great clue. But what if God doesn't mean the 120th Jubilee?
Right.
What if God is saying, no, when I said it'll be just as it was in the days of Noah, I'm telling you, I gave Noah a 120-year count. And if I say just as the days of Noah, that means I'm going to give you a 120-year count, not the 120th Jubilee. But, Sandy, that's a very important year because it's the end of the 6,000. My work time is over. And since my work time is over, that means I have now worked my full week. I can request my bride.
Yes.
Which is what happens with Jacob. He said, I've worked my whole week. I want my wife.
Yes.
Okay. How long did it take to set the marriage up? I'm thinking 3 days. Uh-huh. Okay. But we'll get to heaven before we find that out. And then so this happens. And then it's the Jubilee year 2017. We're all like, well, let's not worry about it because Israel turned 70. And 2018, and then we got the 70-year prophecy of the fig tree figured out. But now, what if the fig tree is born inside of the 120th years? Okay, what if the fig tree is part of the righteous generation of 120 years? What if the scripture that we read concerning, now, if I go to Psalms, let's go to Psalms chapter 48. I teach like this because I know you guys are Hebrew students and I don't have to be like, you know, simplistic. There's nobody here except for me and you. And you are saying, I want to learn the Bible on a higher level. Okay. So, in Psalms 48, okay, this is what it says. Well, we know Psalms 48 is the rebirth of the nation of Israel, okay? It's the 48th year of the 120-year count, okay? So, but in verse 13, it says this, consider well her ramparts, view her citadels, that you may go and tell it to the Lador Ha'akaron. Wow. So he says, so that you can go and tell it to the Lador Ha'akaron. When is the Lador Ha'akaron? It's right now. When Israel is being born in 1948, I'm thinking, okay, then the generation started there. Well, what generation? Yes, 70 years will be an important time for them, but Israel is not only 70-year prophecy because we're at the end of time. And the prophecy that God gave to Noah, the 120 years, was an end of time prophecy.
Yes.
He's saying that this is the last generation that people. But when did this last generation start? Did it start 1948 or did it start Psalms 1? Because if it starts Psalms 1, then when you read this, you're on the 48th year of a 120-year count. I hope you understand that.
Yes.
So now it says here the Lador Ha'akaron. Now, what it says in Deuteronomy chapter 29, let's go back there real fast. Okay. Deuteronomy chapter 29. This Bible is so incredible. I could just kiss the Bible. Now listen what it says here.
What verse?
in verse 22. 29, verse 22. Listen what it says here. It says, your children who follow you in the Lodor HaAkaron and the foreigners who come from distant land will see the calamity that have fallen on the land and the disease which the Lord has afflicted it. Okay, the whole land will be a burning waste of salt and sulfur, nothing planted, nothing sprouting, no vegetation. He's talking about when they return back to the land in the Lodor HaAkaron, in the last generation, okay? So now, when they return, are they saying that's when the last generation started, or did the last generation already start before they got there? Because, listen, there's only two scriptures in the Bible that speaks of, that has the word generation and righteous in the same verse. One in Noah, 7:1, Genesis 7:1, and one in Psalms 14, okay? So, two scriptures that speak of the last generation, okay? Now, that we're there, we go, okay, so we're saying that this generation may not be it. Here's the other chart. Look at that chart. Isn't that something? That was awesome. This was Scotty Clark's whole thing, right? The Virgo, Revelation chapter 12. And you know what? Revelation chapter 12 did happen in the 6,000th year. We couldn't deny that. So we're like, okay, God is showing us that we are at the end. So we don't want to forget everything that we've learned because it didn't happen on that day. We want to add it into the evidence,
yes.
Not just say, OK, well, forget about it. That evidence is no good. This is still valuable evidence. OK, so now that happened. OK, then we get to this beautiful gem. And then we see the middle of the entire Bible is divided. And the praise that comes in Psalms chapter 117 tells the Gentile to rejoice. In when? In the 6,000th year, rejoice. Why should you rejoice? I'll tell you why you should rejoice. When I was watching the movie about Jacob, he had worked his 6 day. The movie's called Red Tent or something like that. He had worked his 6 day. So the sister Leah went and told Rachel, your husband to be has finished his 6 day. He's finished with his work week. We have to start planning your wedding.
Uh-huh.
In the movie Red Tent, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh, okay, now I'm understanding. We were supposed to rejoice because his work time was over. It's time to plan the wedding.
Not have the wedding,
but plan the wedding. Okay, now. So now we're at this time and we're saying, okay, let's put all this aside and let's get back to what Jesus said. It will be as it was in the day of Noah. Okay. When I got to Noah, I said, you have 120 years, and then my spirit will not dwell among men. Okay? If that's not a great prophecy, yes. I do not know of one, because only way we're getting to heaven is being delivered to heaven by Eleazar, the Spirit of God, into the kingdom. Yes. Okay, so I know people say, oh, well, the Holy Spirit will still be in the world. That's not according to scripture. Amen. Okay, the Spirit of God is everywhere. He's omnipresent. But the Holy Spirit's job is to be here in search of a bride. And when he finds the bride, take the bride back to the Father's house. Amen. So that the Son can have his wedding. Okay, so the prophecy is my spirit will not always dwell among men. Why? Because the spirit is there for a reason. Now he takes the church out back to the kingdom. The spirit of God is no longer in the earth and tribulation begins. Now that is the 120th year. So now what do we get to we get to finding out that in Hebrew, because we're Hebrew students, we're not just regular students, we are Hebrew students. Hebrew biblical theology is the degree, is the AA degree that you receive, right? Hebrew biblical theology. That means we study the Bible according to the Hebrew language. So we get to 120 and we have to now begin to look at the significance of 120.
Yes.
And then the first thing we find out is 120 written out in the letters of the Hebrew has the numerical value of 666, but you have to take out the Vav, which is the sixth letter, which is Gerard, who comes down, okay, which is complete salvation, which we've done a study on the Vav. When somebody is out of relationship with God, God removes the Vav because the Vav means salvation. Well, if you take the Vav out of the written word 120 years, you get 666.
Wow.
So therefore, 120 is a prophecy that salvation is taken out and then 666 is released. We get the same revelation from Genesis that says in the 120th year, trouble begins. Okay? We get the same 120 prophecy when Samson wants to bring judgment. He can't bring judgment even though the pillars are supporting the beam. He can't bring judgment until he pushes the pillars out of the way. So until the pillars are removed, judgment cannot come upon this world. Okay? We get the 120 years from congregation. We get the 120. So all of this stuff is telling us the 120 years is the prophecy, is exactly what Jesus says.
Yes.
Now, I believe this. I know this. It would have to prove me wrong by not happening. But I believe this. I know this. And the scriptures keeps leading me back to how important 120 year is. And guess what? You're in 2019, which is 119 years from 1900. And one from 1900, you got 120 years. And here we are about to come up to this. Now, how much time we got, Pastor Ben?
15 minutes.
Okay. Now we come up to this very moment in time. And let me see. Everybody wants to know. Okay. Because someone asked me this morning, Rod from Oklahoma, the Oklahoma Sooner. He said, you know, when the tribulation happens, I thought the tribulation doesn't happen at the same time as we leave. It has to happen before we leave, right? Because the tribulation in Daniel chapter 9, verse 27, it says, when he confirms a covenant with the many, that is when the tribulation begins, okay? So until he confirms the covenant. Now, the day of the rapture, they're not getting together in a boardroom confirming the covenant. You understand? It may happen that way, but I don't think it's going to happen. I think it's going to be just as the days of Noah. I think once we leave, there's going to be 40 days of complete flood upon the earth and judgment upon the earth until after that 40 days.
Yes.
That's what I think. I think maybe after that 40 days, then they will get back to trying to bring peace, or a man will appear upon the scene to bring peace, or maybe it won't happen till, you know, 180 days. Who knows?
Right.
But I know once that covenant is signed, now God says, start the tribulation now. This is when it starts. The tribulation, he signed the covenant, now it's time, okay? Here we are. I brought him to this scripture that showed our David, and it says here in the chorus of the David and Choir, I was, shall I go up? Okay, this is the scripture that tells us in Psalm, in Solomon chapter 2, that it says, then the men of Judah came to Hebron, and there they anointed David king over the house of Judah. Okay, that's the very end of it. But before David could rule over all of Israel, it says that he had to rule in Hebron for 7 years and 6 months.
Yeah.
Before David could actually become king over all of Israel, he had to go to Hebron, which belongs to Caleb, who is not Jewish, okay, and rule in Hebron, a city that is being designated, given to Caleb,
yes,
for 7 years and 6 months. After the 7 years and 6 months, David comes back, fights a war, mm-hmm, kills Ishbosheth, and then he takes over this land, and then the Jews come to him.
Yes.
And they say, you've been our hero all along, become king over us. And then it says, then David became king over all of Israel and Hebron. He became king over all of Israel. But it was a 7 years, 6 months thing. Okay. When is the rapture going to happen, Pastor Sandy? I don't know, but it's fun to guess. So let's do it. It's fun to do so. Now, do I know when Jesus is coming back to the earth?
Yes, we know.
Yes. When is he coming back? On Yom Kippur. He will be back on earth on Yom Kippur 7 years after the tribulation happens.
Yes.
How do we know that?
You said it.
The whole Bible is showing you that when Yom Kippur happens, all of heaven is preparing for Christ to return.
Yes.
Okay? They're putting incense on the altar. They're doing everything for Yom Kippur in the book of Revelation. They're preparing. They're opening I can't remember now, but they're preparing for Yom Kippur,
yes,
in heaven. So when Christ returns on a cloud, okay, he returns on the cloud because of the incense that were lit in the Holy of Holies,
yes,
to create a cloud, because Christ was saying, create this holy cloud because I'm about to come back. And if people see me without the cloud, they will die. So he comes back on a cloud, puts judgment upon the earth, and he rescues the nation of Israel on Yom Kippur. How do we know this? This is the chapter that's going to tell you. We can't read all this today. We wouldn't have the time to read all this today.
Pastor Arthur, isn't the incense, aren't those the prayers of the saints?
Those are the prayers of the saints, okay? The incense that go up are the prayers of the saints. And now, when he comes back, you see here, I'm in Exodus, is it? I got to make sure. Okay, the Lord is Moses and the tent of meetings and, okay. Oh, yeah, this is it. So it would be, because I'm giving you guys reading, your own reading material to do, because it's fun to read on your own and find out stuff. You might find something that I didn't know, and you can just hit me up and say, hey, Pastor, did you know this? And I was like, wow, okay. So watch this. It says,
Exodus, where you read it?
Exodus chapter 34.
What verse?
And I think I'm just going to read. I'm not going to really read it, but I'm going to read in chapter 34, verse 1. Because it says, the Lord said to Moses, chisel out 2 stones of tablets like the first ones, and I will write on them the words that were on the first tablets, which you wrote. Be ready in the morning, then come up to the mountain, Mount Sinai. Okay, now why is he writing a second group of tablets?
Because they're saying that he broke the first one.
He broke the first one. He went back up to the mountain for 40 days. And Moses was on the mountain for 40 days. Every Jew knows that that journey was taken on the first of Elul. Okay, mm-hmm. And I'm using the first of Elul because it's an easy way to do the Hebrew months. But even at this time, they were doing the Hebrew, the months by number, okay? But this is the first of Elul, and he goes back up to the mountain, and the first of Elul is now over. It's the 30th day of the first of Elul. Then, after Elul comes Tishri, which is Rosh Hashanah, okay? He comes back 10 days after Rosh Hashanah and appears before the people. And when he comes down to them, this is what happens in 34 verse 29. It says, when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tablets of testimony in his hand, he was not aware that his face was radiant because he had spoken with the Lord. When Aaron and all the Israelites saw Moses, his face was radiant, and they were afraid to come near him. But Moses called to them, so Aaron and all the leaders of the community came back to him, and he spoke to them. Now, they're afraid when they see Moses because his face is radiant. When Jesus, now this is on the fourth, this is on the 10th, this is on the 10th of Tishri on Yom Kippur when he comes down. Jesus, when he comes down, he's going to be radiant in all of his glory. Yeah. And do you think Israel is going to be glad to see him? They're going to be very afraid because now we realize the one we pierced is the one on the cloud. And when they see him, they will think that they have to run, but he will call them back and say, do not run, because what I brought, I've been up there, but what did I do? I made atonement for you, and I brought down with me a new covenant.
Yes.
Okay? So he comes down with a new covenant on Yom Kippur. 5 days later, they celebrate on earth the Feast of Tabernacles for the first time for eight days. And guess who's there? The Old Testament saints, the New Testament, I mean the church, and those that survived the tribulation, and all the nation of Israel are there on the Feast of Tabernacles, 5 days here on earth as Jesus Christ is now reigning and ruling as king for 1,000 years, okay?
Amen.
We have to know our plan, okay? Because if the rapture didn't happen, and all these times that we've been searching, why are we getting discouraged? Because we don't know the plan.
Right.
And we don't look at the fact of all the other prophecies that have happened. If we were wrong, it doesn't mean the Bible's wrong. It means what? It's his honor, his glory to hide a matter. It's yours to find it out. But we know that he's not wrong. We got to find out where we're wrong.
Right.
And if 120th Jubilee wasn't the time of the rapture, I can't say God was wrong. I got to find out where I was wrong, because maybe he meant an actual 120 years. Okay. When the 70th year of Israel came and it went, we said, well, that was the last generation. We got to say, well, is God wrong about the 70th generation, 70-year being the end of the generation? Or were we wrong that the generation is 120 years because that matches Noah's generation? And Christ said it would be like Noah's.
Yes.
Okay? I'm trying to give you guys understanding and hope that, yes, it's been a journey, but we still have to keep hope, because the day is coming.
Yeah.
The wedding is coming. The Bible is being fulfilled, and we're right in the middle of it. Praise God.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm done. I'm done. I am done. But I hope you guys enjoyed this study together. If you have questions, hit me up on Facebook, on that message thing. That's where I get most of my good messages that I can really talk to you. Or email me. I'm not as fast with the email because a lot of stuff comes through the email. But if you have a Facebook, hit me up on message, and I usually can get back to you right there. And I will eventually get to the email, because if I'm going to send you in material that you need, I do need your email. So don't give up on the email. So I can send you study material on the email. And of course, all material is free. Everything is free. We are not here for that. We are here to prepare the church to leave. Praise God.
Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Yeah, I was watching Kung Fu Panda.
Oh.
And they said how much for what you've done for us, because he rescued the town. And he said, awesomeness is free. There's no charge for awesomeness. Yeah, he said, there's no charge for awesomeness. I think that's what Jesus is telling us too. There's no charge for awesomeness. So praise God. Let's pray us out. I hope you guys had fun today. You know me and Pastor Ben, we always going to have fun. All right. So the Lord said to, when you see my people, make sure you tell them. These words, when he told Moses, and I'm going to stick with these words because these are beautiful words. And he says, Yivareka Adonai v'yishmareka, Yair Adonai panavileka v'yehunecha, Yi'ase Adonai panavileka v'yasim lecha shalom. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Shalom, everybody. Le'itreot be'shavua haba, or in the sky at the cloud party. Praise God.
Pastor Sandy, they want to look for you on Facebook. What is the name that they look for?
Just look for Sandy Armstrong. Don't put in pastor. Just Sandy Armstrong, and you'll see a beautiful bald-headed guy with a with a blue suit on, with a little hanky thing, a flower sitting right there. Uh-huh. And that'll be me.
We also have RNBC,
yeah,
Bible Club.
Right, and you have RNBC Bible Club, which Pastor Ben posts a lot of great information on that as well. So either that, and we do have, for some of our people that live in Israel, the Kachalim Bishvil Mashiach, and that's... more of the deeper studies as well. Okay. All right. So praise God, and we will see you guys next week. Praise God. Ani achava lechem. I love them. They're great people. Yeah.
Great.